Concerns about violence did not stop people from lining up to vote in Kenya today. After the 2007 election, more than 1,000 people died in protests. 2013 was peaceful, but the sitting president then, Kenyatta, won by just a slim margin, and his challenger then, Raila Odinga, challenged that vote and lost. Today, the two men face off again, and in the run-up to this vote, a top election official in Kenya was murdered. Officials say he was also tortured. NPR's East Africa correspondent Eder Peralta joins us from a polling station near Nairobi. Eder, what are you seeing there, given this concern, a murder leading up to this election? How do people seem at the polling places?
I mean, you can probably hear it, right? It is calm. It is orderly. I have seen lots of celebration. I think that both sides are very confident of a victory. And it seems like the electronic voting system is working the way it was designed. Now, I did speak to a member of parliament who said, look, this is voting. Kenya has never had problems with voting. They've had problems with counting. So, you know, the voting has gone really well. We'll see about the counting.
Right. Well, President Kenyatta called today for Kenyans to respect the result of the vote, to have dinner with each other, to respect each other. His challenger is former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. They used to share power, but now Odinga leads the opposition, longtime rivals. What do they represent to the voters?
I mean, this is being seen as the election that ends a feud that began at independence here in Kenya. So Uhuru Kenyatta is the son of the first president of Kenya. Raila Odinga is the son of the first vice president of Kenya. And back in the 60s, right after independence, Raila's father and Uhuru's father had a falling out, and that basically set the table for the politics we see today in Kenya, which is a very tribal politics. People vote with their tribe, and they've done so since independence, in large part because of this rift. So I think there's two ways to see this election. Raila Odinga has said this is his last time that he's going to run for president. This is also his fourth time. And so I think voters are seeing it as an end to this old rivalry, and analysts are seeing it as the potential end to tribal politics in Kenya, which is, you know, I spoke to one analyst who said he was looking forward to this election being over, and he was really looking forward to the next election.
Well, as you said, it's presumed, though, that this one will be along sort of ethnic lines. President Kenyatta, seen as the candidate of the Kikuyu people, Odinga associated with the Luo.
That's right. So, I mean, and the Kikuyu people have, you know, ruled this country since the very beginning. As I said, Jomo Kenyatta was a Kikuyu, and the Luos, which is the, you know, one of the biggest tribes in Kenya, have always struggled to be in power. And Raila is this symbol of this large population of people who have always wanted the presidency.
And we understand Kenyatta is also campaigning on a record of big infrastructure projects, many of them backed by China, interesting, whereas Odinga is campaigning against corruption. Is that a fair assessment?
It is. Basically, in a lot of ways, it feels like an American campaign. Raila Odinga is campaigning on change. But more importantly, perhaps, he's campaigning on two huge issues here in Kenya, which is jobs. About 40% of Kenyans do not have jobs. And the second one is the high cost of living. So Kenyans have seen inflation just skyrocket, and many of them cannot afford very simple things like sugar. So that is what Raila Odinga is betting on, that Kenyans will turn their backs on this brand new train that was built from Mombasa to Nairobi. It's a big infrastructure project. It's showy. But Raila Odinga is betting that Kenyans will vote with their wallet. And a lot of them are having really tough time right now.
Well, we know that former Secretary of State John Kerry is one of the thousands of observers there. There are high-ranking observers from around the world. Just remind us very briefly, of course we care about democratic elections, but why is what happens in Kenya important?
it's the powerhouse of East Africa. I mean, if Kenya sneezes, you know, a lot of the continent gets a cold. It is a very much a functioning democracy and a free society where people are able to talk against their government.
And I'm sure the U.S. has an eye on Kenya as it builds big infrastructure projects with China. NPR East Africa correspondent Ader Peralta there at a polling station near Nairobi, Kenya, as Kenyans vote today. Ader, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.